know, we had two or three kind of black-eyed peas and I can't think of the others, but knuckle-hull peas, but we got some knuckle-hull peas, got some seed knuckle-hull peas last year, and they were the hardest things to share you've ever seen in your life. I said, I never would get any more of those, but they are, we froze them, and they're the best peas frozen of any that we had.
Uh-huh. You call them what?
Knuckle-hull.
Because they're so hard to take the whole off.
I guess so. They were just terrible to share.
And that's about all the times you could think of them.
Yes, and right at this minute.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that could be eaten?
Turnip greens.
What do you call the corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Barley corn. Or roasted corn, either one. Some people roast it on the in the ashes a long time ago when they had ashes. And now we boil it.
Okay. So you would call it either roasted corn or?
Roasted or boiled corn.
Okay. What do you call that little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel but is smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground? It's light brown with darker stripes on it.
I know what you're talking about. Oh, I can think of the little. We had them here. They liked to ruin everything at this house one time.
Ground squirrel?
No, not a ground squirrel.
What does a ground squirrel look like?
You mean a groundhog? Ground, like they say, ground. You see the groundhog? Do you mean the? I cannot think of these.
Would you
things.
Call him a chipmunk?
Yeah, chipmunk.
What?
Chipmunk.
You would. That's what you would call him?
Yes, they're very much like a squirrel.
Uh-huh. And you had them here?
Yes, we've had them here.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells really
polecat.
Bad?
Polecat.
Huh?
A polecat. One time, there's these people, Mrs. and there's up above here, they had a big barn in the back of their house, and back of their house then, his mule barn, what it was, and one of our niggers were up there helping them do something, move some hay or something. And the polecat was in there, and he started hollering, turn me out of here, turn me out of here, turn me out of here. This polecat's spraying me. And he just smelled terrible. He had to throw away his clothes that he had on. They smelled so bad.
What do you call a little creature about so big that hops around the ground?
A frog.
Uh-huh. And some live on the land and some in the water. What would you call the kind on the land?
On the limb?
On the land, you know.
Oh, that's a bullfrog or just a plain frog. There's a good many different kinds of frog, and we have a rain frog, too, that hollers when it's going to rain. They stay up in the trees or on the house or somewhere.
What would you call the kind of frog that lives in the water?
Bullfrog.
And the kind that lives on the land?
It's just plain toad frog.
Okay. And then you said the smaller variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise, you call that a?
Rain frog.